You're listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Welcome, everyone, to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey, and I have someone in the studio today who has been a patient in our medical spa. She's had Halo laser treatment with Khan. She's had Botox and fillers with Julia and Lauren and microneedling with Julia. Welcome, Autumn. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm born and raised San Diego. I found La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center a few years back and fell in love. The more I come here, the more I just want to like stay here. Like, I feel like everybody's like, okay, you can like leave now. Cause I'm just like popping in every room. I'm saying hi to everybody. It's a great place.
So it's really nice that you're willing to take a moment and share your experience with the audience, because I think, you know, a lot of us have things on our wish list that we might want to do, but we don't really know. And it's how to go about it or what the experience is like. So it's always nice to hear from people who've really gone through the experience and can kind of talk to what their motivations were and how the treatments ended up and did it satisfy the goals that you had. So if we go back to the beginning, what was the first cosmetic treatment you ever did and how long ago was that?
I believe it was 2018 is when I first started getting things done. So I was 28. The first thing was Botox. And then it was kind of from there that I just, every time I would see them, I would just ask like, hey, if you were going to do something about my skin, or if you were going to do something about pigmentation or whatever my things would be, these little lines. And it just kind of led to, this is what they would recommend. And then I just considered it over like a course of weeks or months or whatever. And then I got on schedule.
Well, I have to tell you, you guys can't see her, but she looks about 22. So whatever, I'm like really stunned at you when you said your age, because I'm like, wow, okay. So whatever you're doing, just keep doing it.
Yep. Started early. And I think that's kind of it too, is like they explain it like if you continue creasing a paper, and that kind of made a lot of sense to me. Like you can crease paper a ton of times and then you unfold it. And no matter what you do, you can flatten that paper out so many times, but you're always going to see that line. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I don't want to be creasing the paper. You know what I mean? So like,
that's a great analogy. Yeah. And it's so true. I mean, I think, so I'm now 54. So we didn't get Botox.
Everybody, let's just talk about Monique. Looks like she's 35. I'm not joking. So whatever she's doing.
That's the filter. But really, I think that we didn't have Botox until I was 30 and I was pregnant with my first child. I was like, but I want it. Can't I have it? And they're like, there's something that says you can't have it when you're pregnant, but let's not take the chance. But I'm like, but I know I need this.
You know?
So some of us couldn't start till later, but I think people who do start to do some of these things earlier in life, you get to enjoy it longer and you have a more natural result because you kind of never age.
Yep.
So there's a new thing. This is kind of good for the audience to know. So when Botox first came out, it was only indicated for like between like the 11s, that area between your eyebrows. And so it was like, you know, 30 units or something, whatever the recommended number was. And so then people got in their head like, oh, that's the number of units I should get. And over time, then they were indicated for the crow's feet. Then they were indicated for the brow. So now if you had all three areas treated, you'd be at 64 units, which some people are like, whoa, that sounds like a lot. But you're kind of treating all the areas and it's kind of natural when it's being treated together. So I'm like I'm up in that territory. And I highly recommend it. So kind of the number of units is so dependent on how strong your muscles are and how quickly your body metabolizes it. And so it's something that the providers can play with. But Botox is a great kind of starter into the med spa world, don't you think?
It's amazing. It really is. I feel like it's, first of all, it's zero pain. Like you don't have to do any of the numbing stuff. I feel like when I do anything that requires the numbing cream, those are kind of the treatments that you get more in like the uncomfy zone, just because numbing itself, like in itself, is really uncomfortable. I really don't even like that part, but I know that that's required for whatever, like the Halo laser, like you have to do that. But like numbing your whole face is such an uncomfy feeling all by itself. And it immediately your skin starts to feel all hot because you're having that reaction to the numbing cream of like it numbing, you know?
You kind of get it. It kind of flushes your skin. Yeah. So you get this kind of pink
rosiness and stuff. Uh-huh. And that's how I feel like if you have that reaction, you already know that you're going to have like the results from the laser. Like I wasn't expecting how crazy that laser was. Like I thought I was going to look a little sunburned.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know. My eyes were swollen shut for like 3 days. Oh. They were just really puffy. So I just stayed in the house for like the whole 4 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you start to see like little new baby skin. And I feel like it's like the hijacked brain you go through with pregnancy. I've never been pregnant, but I just know people that like hated their pregnancy. They go through all this crazy stuff. Then their baby pops out and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to have a second one. And I'm like, friend, you hated that. That's how it was. The moment you see that fresh, bright pink baby skin all new, forget everything about the swollen eyes. You don't even care. You're like, well, I'm ready to do another one. And I really am. I'm going to do another one in fall. I'm so excited.
That's awesome. And I actually, so anybody who wants to see, Dr. Swiston recently had the halo laser. And so he took progression photos every day. And so he showed the morning after the procedure. I mean, he looked a little puffy when he left here and a little pink, obviously, but, and he said he didn't elevate himself in bed. Like he was like flat, you know, so then he got extra swollen, but he was, I mean, he was all freckled looking.
And like coffee grounds.
Yeah. And then his eyes were not quite shut, but they looked pretty, pretty puffy. But honestly, I think he did it Friday. And by Monday, he looked totally fine. He was in the OR. Like, and then by day five, he was like, you would never know. I mean, it was really amazing to see that shocking day one in a way, and then be like, wow, that really resolved itself quickly.
Yeah. It goes by fast. The results you see like every day, it's better and better. Every shower, I feel like you like that stuff just kind of sloughs off that like coffee ground looking stuff.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I looked more like how I look when I leave with microneedling. Like yeah. The blood,
so I was just going to ask you, so what's kind of the difference in how you looked and felt between the halo laser and the microneedling?
When leaving the office, I looked pretty similar. I had a lot of bleeding with both, but that's kind of the way my body responds to everything. But I think that's kind of good.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The microneedling I've done like, I think 4 times. And I feel like the results that you see with the halo laser in one session, you see with the amount of times that it took me to do all the microneedling. So like very similar in healing and downtime and stuff like that. Maybe a little bit more like scab-like with the microneedling, less like flaky coffee grounds. Like the laser is so even on your skin. Like your whole forehead is like one perfect coffee ground. With the microneedling, I feel like because she changes the depth dependent on what you're trying to treat, if you have scarring or, you know, what's going on. So some areas take longer to heal than the others, but very similar, and downtime's very similar. Not uncomfortable with either because they numb you, but love them.
And did they do the PRP with the microneedling where they take your blood?
Yeah. And then they spin it just inject the T cells back into your face. Oh, that sounds so amazing. Honestly, that sounds like just perfect healing. But so with me, because I do bleed a lot, she was like, you bleed enough that like, it's kind of doing that anyways.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay. Before that first Botox treatment, was there something specific, like a moment that pushed you over the edge? Like you didn't get carded and you were expecting to, or somebody said something, or it was just kind of like, oh, I've heard about this and it's time.
Nobody really said anything. It was more the way that like I was seeing the movement in my forehead. I was seeing so many lines starting to appear. Like I'd be completely resting and I'd have these little tiny lines, and I'd find myself like trying to like smear them out. I'd be like, what the heck is going on up here? Like, why are these looking, they're not going away, you know? Yeah. And my dad has heavy creases in his forehead and he's always in the sun. I love the sun. And so I was like, you know what? I'm not going to take chances.
Yeah. Smart. Now, do you remember how you found our center? Like what research you might've done or what made you choose us?
I'm always the person that looks for the best. I really do. Like, so I'll just start Googling, look at reviews, do my research through that. So I think it was something through there. This was like, maybe I was probably 21 at the time when I very first found you guys. I went and got a consultation to get my breasts done with Dr. Saltz. I never ended up doing it, but then I found out about the med spa through there. I think I did like a facial or something at one point. And then come 28, I was getting needles and I love it. It's honestly the best place. I feel like
thank you.
Everybody's recommendation. Nobody's ever just like overdone it with me. I'll be like, what do you recommend? If anything, you can do anything. And they're like, you're kind of doing everything already. Yeah. So just stick with that.
Yeah. I think that's kind of a nice thing with our providers. I mean, like, they tell you when to stop, or they tell you when, like, you're good. At one point I was asking about lip filler and I'm like, well, it's been a couple of years, but I'm not really sure. And they're like, you know, I think you're good. And I'm like, okay, good. Cause I kind of felt like I was, but then I don't, you kind of as a patient don't want to be like ignoring something that's obvious to other people, you know? So it's like, yo, tell me what you think. And I love that. Or like sometimes you need something dissolved. I had had my filler under my eyes done years ago. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden I had these big bags under my eyes and sort of this, I was like, wow, I guess I need to get my eyes done. Like it's that time. Like all of a sudden, well, they figured out it was like filler. It was old filler that was like,
oh my goodness,
coming. It was like the color of your sweatshirt.
Oh goodness.
Sort of like had it like a green tinge, or they said something. And I was like, well, I'm having the darndest time trying to put makeup over this section. And I was and they said, no, we need to dissolve that filler. It's
that
like
dissolves creeping. Stuff works amazing.
I know. So we did that twice and over like a 2-month period. And I'm so happy, but I had no idea. I'm just thinking, oh shoot, I need to go get on the operating room table. But they're like, no, we just needed, something's not right. And it sometimes happens to people and it's coming up from who knows where, or had it come from my cheeks and migrated. I don't know. But all I know was it looked bad and they were able to fix it. And I love that. I love the fact that they weren't trying to solve it by doing more. They were taking it away.
Yep, exactly.
So when you were having your halo with Khan, what was it that you were trying to accomplish, I guess? And what made you decide to do the halo?
So I mentioned earlier that I really like the sun. So I love the sun. So years of kind of being in sun, I always wear sunscreen, but sun damage stuff.
This is me. Like I love
we like
it.
The
it,
sun.
I can't help it. It feels good. But yeah, I try to keep it off
my face. I
look
like a glowworm right now because of all these procedures, but I'm like craving the sun at this point. So I see Khan and my main thing was the pigmentation. I have like really fine lines just from sun and smiling a lot and stuff like that. And so there's things you can't get with Botox, like around your orbital, like really close to your lash line, things like that. So for me, I was kind of like, I want as close as we can get to my eyeballs. You know what I'm saying? So, and so when I said that to Julia, she was like, okay, like, yeah, definitely the halo. They can get right up on it.
No wonder your eyes were almost shriveled.
Yeah, I was like, just get right up on the lash line, like to the hairs, you know? But it's true. Cause like, you know, when you put like a little bit of makeup on, like we do these things for our forehead and you treat all around your face. But if you can't get your eyes, it's going to show. You're going to look all beautiful and young. And then it's going to be like, something's off around the eyeballs. So those were my two biggest things, I think. And then, yeah, he told me about these metal contacts.
Yeah, you put in the eye shields.
Yeah, he was like, okay, so we have two different options. You can wear the goggles, which they're essentially just like the tanning goggles, right? But they're like metal to block the laser beams. And he's like, but they do cover some of your skin. They can kind of sit right around the outside of your eyes. So like that area that I was talking about would be kind of covered by those glasses or goggles or whatever. And I was like, oh, and he was like, and the other option is these contacts. They're made of this, but they're contacts. And I was like, oh, they're like thinner, right? You know? And he's like, no, they're exactly these. They just go in your eye. And I was like, let's do it. Like, and I just didn't even question it. Again, trust. And I just, yeah, I let them put these numbing drops in my eyeballs and then these metal contacts, which were so nice. I have to say, I was thinking they were going to be really freaky and they were going to hurt or something.
Yeah.
No, they were the comfiest. And then they immediately, you know, when you close your eyes, you can still see the glow of the room, like the orange or the light or whatever.
Right.
These things, like apparently I had my eyes open because when he was about to go around my eyes, he was like, okay, shut your eyes. And I was like, they're not shut. Because they literally just blacked out everything.
Oh, nice.
Like the whole room was just blacked out. And so I was like, man. And then when he took them out, I was like, it was actually so much like nicer with them, with them on, you know, it's like just very calming.
Yeah. They are weird looking, I think, on a patient, you know, because it's sort of like some futuristic movie. But to me, I'm like you, where I'd be like, oh, that looks like kind of painful. But I guess these numbing drops are the bomb.
They're amazing.
And then, you know, so you don't even know that they're the things are there. So
not at all. The laser, honestly, through getting the, I had the numbing cream on, I did take the option. They have to take medication. They give you, I believe it's, I'm not even sure, a little cocktail of something, pain med and something to kind of relax you.
Yeah.
And then the numbing cream. And I still was in pain with that laser.
Did you do the Pronox, the laughing gas?
Oh, yeah. So then he handed me the laughing gas. And then I was still in pain with all of it.
Okay.
Like I was like still feeling it.
Still a lot.
Especially just on the thinner parts of your face. Like I think my forehead hurt more. Under my eyes definitely hurt. But it, you know, they do the best they can with making you comfortable. And as soon as it's over, you're not hurting anymore. It's just like,
yeah, I was gonna say.
It just feels like, and it's not like a hurt. It's like more annoying. I don't know. Like if you've ever had a tattoo, I have a lot of tattoos. So it's kind of that constant scratching, kind of hot pencil feeling.
When you got home, let's say, were you feeling like hot still or uncomfortable or?
No, I went home and I just lay down and went to sleep.
Yeah.
And just tried to rest as much as I could for the next like 2 days, but it heals fast. And like I said, your brain's hijacked. I'm ready to do it again. I love it.
So my next question was going to be, would you do it again? So apparently that's a yes.
100%. I've been recommending it to people. I'm like, I know it sounds insane, but highly recommend.
You know, it's a really great laser because it's sort of that in the middle. Like I think when it first came out, it was trying to be like the fractional laser, but less intense, right? There's the fractional CO2 lasers, and those are like can be pretty major. And so it was kind of like trying to be something like lighter. Well, the thing what we've found with it and is that they can really customize it. Mm-hmm. So it could be nice and super light if you wanted it that way, but they can really customize it and get it to be like uber effective. And mm-hmm. so within, and I think Julia was saying almost every way that she does the treatment, you have about 5 days downtime, maybe a couple more, but it's super predictable. Good for almost every kind of skin. So it's the workhorse of the office. I feel like it's just one of those things that is really good for a lot of people at any age. And it can accomplish a lot of different things, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, I heard it's like extremely safe. Like that was kind of my thing going into it before. I looked up a bunch of different lasers and that seemed to be talked about as like one of the safest ones on the market.
You know, because it really
like scans your face and does these things. So it like, it knows the depth of what area to go deeper on. I don't even know. It has science all in its own little machine.
I was like, science with a capital S.
All caps.
So what was your post-op regimen after Halo? Did they have certain things they wanted you to do?
The worst, actually. Oh, that was the worst. They give you laser balm, which is just petroleum jelly. It's literally like the main ingredient is petroleum jelly. And so, okay, first of all, they cover you with that numbing cream. So you're all goopy from that. Then they wipe all that off. They come in, they do your laser. And then Dr. Khan like rubbed my whole face with that laser balm. And he handed me this like super high powered fan that was like in a tube.
Uh-huh.
And you have like a cool off period of like 30 minutes or 20 minutes or something. I don't know. I was on drugs, so I have no clue.
That's about right.
And yeah. I was like, you have to have a driver.
A little blower to like cool your face down.
And so he was like, move that around on your face and just chill in here. You know, we'll be back to check on you. So you're already all goopy from the Aquaphor. And I mean, it's in your hair. It's in your ears. It was everywhere. It was like, I go home. I just kind of sleep. I don't even worry about taking a shower. I just kind of let it be, whatever. You definitely have to have like clean pillowcases, all that stuff.
Yeah,
everything clean. Don't cuddle pets. Don't let anything I didn't like, I'm again, a super freak about healing. And so I didn't let anybody touch my face. I only touched my face. My hands were clean. Clean pillowcases almost every single night. Honestly, that was like the worst part for me was using those things throughout the whole healing time.
And was that like about a week or?
Whenever they see you back in the office, that's when they tell you if you can switch back to using your gentle stuff. And then you use gentle things that are like pretty mineral based for another 2 weeks. And then you can switch back to like, if you were using Retin-A, retinol, whatever at night, or I use like all the Skin Medica, which is another thing I absolutely love. We can get on all kinds of Skin Medica combos because I'm obsessed. It's the best skincare line I've ever put my hands on.
Now let's shift over to the microneedling. Was the post-op care for that different?
They don't give you laser balm. They still give you that Vani cream, that glider stuff that you can use.
So last topic we're going to get to is because you brought up my favorite skincare line.
Oh, skincare.
And I love all the stuff we carry. We carry some wonderful things, but everybody knows I'm like a total sucker for Skin Medica. So what's your like can't live without Skin Medica product?
Love the AHA BAHA, AHA BHA cleanser. It's like a staple in my house. I'm 100% into the HA5. I use that.
Which is like, the hydrating. Yeah.
I use that religiously. I literally just get these every time I'm out. Like I'm going to leave here right now and I'm buying them so that way I'm stocked up. They're the best.
Do you want a secret?
What?
Okay. Here's the secret. The secret is if you go onto our online store, shop.ljcsc.com, you go into the Skin Medica area and then you can have them put it on a subscription. So you like if you say, okay, every 90 days or every 45 days or every 60 days, then it's 20% off and it comes right to your door.
My God, I'm doing
this. So we have our Glam Fam discount, which is 15% off, but on that Skin Medica site with the subscription. And they don't do it on your first order. It's on the next order, right? So
combine the Glam Fam and the Skin Medica, or is it just one or the other?
It's like a microsite that's run by Skin Medica. So they don't let you combine our discounts. We already have, though, everything in that whole store is 10% off. That's the highest they'll let us go. So everything in there is 10% off. Plus it has the whole category of all the Skin Medica products. What we carry in the office isn't the whole line, right? There's like a whole bunch more stuff. But what I love is then, you know, it just comes to you automatically. You never run out. And the 20% off is nice. And sometimes they have other little promos like buy two of this and get one of those free. And I mean, they have other things that they have in there, but that's Monique's hot tip.
Yeah. I love that. Everyone take that tip down.
Because, you know, they're such good products, but they're not cheap. You know, it is an investment. It's an investment in yourself. So like to save 5% more on whatever you're getting and you know, you're going to get it anyway, then that's the way to go. So
I'm one of those people, I share almost everything I have. As Skin Medica, I don't share at all. Like I'll give people the tip. I'll be like, you should get Skin Medica. But if like I'm on a trip and a girlfriend's like, ooh, can I use some of that? I'm like, I'm like so bummed to give her one pump of this. I'm like, no, because it's so pricey. And it's like, yeah,
but it's effective.
Yep. It works. And I've not had good skin my whole life. And so for me to get skin compliments now and those types of things, and it's not like because of Botox, it's like, wow, you have such nice skin. You have such clear skin. And I'm like, Skin Medica. Like,
well, and when you're investing in your skin with the microneedling and with the halo, it's like, why wouldn't you? And Cameron, our esthetician, says it'd be like going to the dentist, getting your teeth cleaned and then not flossing until the next time you go to your dentist. Like, of course you've got like maintenance things, like the things that you can do at home to make that last and really carry you through. So, well, whatever they're doing, like I said, you look amazing. And
thank you. I've literally used all that Skin Medica stuff. So the Ulta Defense, I've used that for those three were my combo. And then I recently saw Cameron after my halo facial. They give you like a, not like a hydra facial, but you see her.
Yeah, you get like a special hydrating facial.
And she was like, I know, she's like, you've been doing this skincare stuff since you were like 28, 29. She's like, but now that you're 32, I think it's time for the big girl stuff. And I was like, oh yeah, like spill it. I want to know what it is.
Well, if you look at her skin,
it's amazing. It's unbelievable. She has such goals.
The moment she tells me what to do, I'm like, yes, because.
So the TNS Advanced Plus Serum?
Yes.
Yep. So I just started on that.
Oh, good.
Last month.
You'll love it.
And yeah, I'm already addicted.
I had I had run out of it and I work from home. So I'm not there every day to like grab it. And so I went about 4 or 5 weeks without it. And I saw a visible difference in a bad way.
It's
after
crazy.
Not being on it. I was like, whoa, that stuff is really working.
You can feel it.
So last question, what would you tell someone who's listening, who's thinking about a procedure, or maybe what advice you'd give them, or maybe even how to look for a medical spa or a provider?
First, I would just say, do it 100%. Whatever you're thinking about doing, go and find somebody that you trust and you like, and just inquire, you know, just start talking about it. I would search La Jolla Cosmetic Surgery Center and find them on Google and call them and make an appointment. That's how I would find my provider. No, but just research, really. I feel like talk to your friends, talk to people that you know that, you know, may do minor procedures, major procedures, anything, and just kind of get feedback. More feedback, the better. Personally, I would rather hear everything from everybody and then make my overall decision off that. So I think finding the person that's kind of fits your style and like listens to your goals you want to achieve with what you're trying to do, and then kind of go from there. The internet, it's a great place to start, and Instagram and all these places are, I mean, there's so many ways to get reviews now. I feel like back in the day, it was like really hard to hear.
Right. You didn't know. And we've been surveying our patients since like we started in 1988. And we just were cleaning out a closet and found these books. So we would send a paper survey out to our patients. They'd write in and check boxes and write a little paragraph, and they'd send it back. And then we would, you know, we could black out the name, but we could photocopy and to show people while they were in the waiting room, you know, here's our reviews. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny to see like how far we've come to now able to have like over 8,000 five-star reviews, because it's all in a computer thing that, you know, gets surveyed automatically. But it's neat. I was just reading, we've got an all therapy seminar coming up, and I was reading some of the things that our patients had to say about the all therapy treatment. And it was just, I thought, wow, I just love the fact that as a prospective patient, you could be reading all these different reviews about somebody who's had the procedure you're having. Like, you know, people who are listening to this podcast, they're listening to you and your first person account of that procedure, and then reading what other people have to say. And it's so helpful. So thank you again for coming.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me.
For everybody who's listening, check the show notes for links and how to, you know, we'll put links about each of the procedures that Autumn talked about and, you know, how to look for a medical spa. We've got some different links on our website about sort of how to choose a provider. And anyway, thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.